The NFC South title is going to go down to the final weekend, but the New Orleans Saints and Carolina Panthers know they're going to the playoffs. The 11-4 Saints will be no worse than a wildcard team after a 23-13 victory over the Falcons Sunday. Drew Brees threw for 239 yards, joining Peyton Manning and Brett Favre as the only QBs to pass for more than 70,000 yards. Cam Newton fumbled a snap, but still had time to pick up the ball and score on a 2-yard run with 35 seconds left to give the Panthers a 22-19 win over the Bucks to clinch a postseason berth. Melvin Gordon scored on a 1-yard run in the third quarter to break a 7-7 tie and the Chargers' 14-7 win over the Jets. The Patriots inched closer to securing home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs by scoring 3 unanswered touchdowns in the second half of a 37-16 win over the Bills. And Larry Fitzgerald caught 9 passes for 119 yards and a TD as the Cardinals shut down the Giants 23-0. Fitzgerald also threw a 21-yard completion as the Cardinals dropped New York to 2-13. On the NBA docket on this Christmas Day, the Knicks host Philadelphia at noon, Cleveland's at Golden State at 3 in the day's marquee matchup, Washington's at Boston at 5:30, OKC hosts Houston at 8, and the T-Wolves are at the Lakers at 10:30. Number 6 Miami is the only top 25 college basketball team in action, playing Middle Tennessee at 8:30 in Hawaii. And former Arizona baseball coach Jerry Kendall has died at 82. School said he died of complications from a stroke. He was the first man to win the College World Series as a player and a head coach, coaching Arizona to national titles in 1976, 80, and 86, after starring as a shortstop at the University of Minnesota in 1956. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.